I've got spirit. Yes, I do. I've got spirit. How about you? If your answer is a resounding no, no, I do not have spirit, then maybe you need a pep rally. I love a good pep rally. Growing up, I went to quite a few. One of the many hats my dad wore was guidance counselor for our small town high school. He was in the middle of everything, which meant a lot of times I was too. Friday night football games, homecoming parades, and pep rallies are something special in a small town. We may have been small, but we had spirit. We were the lumberjacks for life, and we bled black and gold. On Fridays in the fall before a big game, we would gather in our high school courtyard for the pep rally. It was awesome. The band played the theme song from the movie Rocky, Gonna Fly Now. All the classes gathered, cheerleaders cheered, the football players were in their jerseys, rifles and flags were being thrown in the air, and we were pumped up. We were ready to put the beat down on the other team, or at least have some fun trying. I miss those days. In this game of life, don't we often need a good pep rally? Our feet hit the floor at the start of each new day, and before we even move the proverbial ball forward, we get sacked, pushed back, and time is running out on the clock. Even if the brass section of the band belted out those classic first notes of Gonna Fly Now, it wouldn't make one bit of difference. Game over. I'm done. I'm crawling off the field. I'm tired. If that's you today, remember what is true. God is not done with you. The game is still on. There's a position on the field just for you. Even with all the challenges you may be facing, if you feel you've lost your spirit, your strength has failed you, the pom-poms have left the field and no one is cheering you on, you're still in the game. God has you in this quarter of life for a purpose, for such a time as this. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Paul begins this letter to the church in Philippi, remembering them with joy and thanksgiving. He's excited to think about all God has done, is doing, and wants to do in their lives and through their church. He is pepping them up a bit. He's cheering them on and reminding them there has never been the slightest doubt that God, who started a great work in them, would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the day Jesus appears. That pep talk of truth is for you today as well. God's not done with you. He gets excited thinking about you. He loves you so much. There is more for you, even if you're in the final minutes of the fourth quarter. But Lori, I am tired. I can't. I'm sidelined and limping, and there is no way I can win. I thought you might say that. So here's the other truth you need to hear. Zechariah 4:6. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." When by grace through faith you have placed your trust in Jesus, the Spirit of the living God dwells in you. By that Spirit and through His perfect strength, you can do anything God has for you to do. It's more than you could ever ask for or imagine. That's the truth. So let me ask it again this way. Do you have that Spirit? With it, nothing is impossible. Even if the game of life is tied and you're down to the final seconds of the game, keep going. One day those trumpets will sound. How cool would it be if they played Gonna Fly Now? I'm cheering you on. I'm Lori Klein.